Moncrief on News Talk.
When you get out of your car and you make yourself a sandwich, what way do you cut it? Straight along the middle or diagonally? A fella called Ryan Duff has thrown the sandwich cutting world into chaos and confusion with what he claims is a superior way to do it, cutting it into a Y shape. Shamim De Bruin is a journalist and food writer. Shamim, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you getting on?
Could you describe for us as best you can, when I say a Y shape, what does that look like on your plate?
So a Y-shaped cut is when you've got your sandwich, you actually make three different cuts into it. None of them go the whole way across, so they all meet at a point in the middle. It's more like cutting a slice of cake than it is a sandwich. Very particularly, one slice halfway through at the bottom up to the middle, and then the Y branching out from there to the edges.
So you're left with, I suppose, the top bit is a triangle. And the two side bits are they're not squares. I don't know what shape you'd call that, but they're four sided.
Yes.
What's the thinking in cutting them in these shapes?
So sandwich architecture has been very fertile ground for debate for many years. People are always arguing over what makes the best bite. And a lot of the time, what makes the best bite for most people is actually where the most filling is. And the most filling is in the center. Now, if you cut it in a diagonal, you can see the filling quite well. And some people will save their center bite for the end. But what the Y shape does is create three perfect bites that are all center and no crust.
Okay. So given that you're going to get all of that anyway, no matter what shape you cut it into, would that not be the case?
No, it's not the case. If you cut it in triangles, just in half, you get sort of two perfect bites. There's actually an older tweet that went quite viral in America from a football coach called Mark Richt, where he designed how he would bite his sandwich. So bite number one is your top corner. And bite number two is your bottom corner. So then you leave bite number three is your perfect bite there in the middle. And you get two of those bite number threes if it's in a triangle. But if you're in a Y shape, you get three of those bites and they're the first bite.
Okay.
So you get all the good stuff up first, up front.
Okay, that's a lot of thought into not just cutting a sandwich, but even eating a sandwich. Does it matter what's in the sandwich?
Well, it always matters what's in the sandwich. And there are so many different kinds of sandwich that you can sort of go, you can go around the world in sandwiches. And you can also like track evolution of baking techniques and science through the history of sandwiches as well. But the more filling you have in it, I would say the harder it is to Y cut it, because it'll be really thick in the middle. So if you've got like a pastrami sandwich, like a Reuben or something, it would be quite difficult to cut that into a Y shape. And in fact, I even think they don't hold their shape as well. They hold their filling as well when they're triangular shaped. Those would be the ones where if you're in a sandwich shop, you'll get it in the sort of classic rectangle shape, but they'll cut it in half through the paper and you'll be able to hold it with the paper around it and sort of weasel it out a little.
Yeah, I would imagine the bread's a factor as well if it's super crusty at the edge.
Oh, of course, bread is a huge factor these days, particularly with the bakery boom going on in Ireland. You can get all sorts of different kind of sandwich bread. There's focaccias, sourdoughs, rye. But if we're talking like classic Irish white sandwich bread, it actually holds its shape and holds bits in even better than some of those more advanced baking breads. So usually when we're talking about how we cut sandwiches at home, we're talking about, you know, the Brennan's or the Pat the Baker's, like this kind of like sandwich bread.
Yeah. Is there a classic way of cutting a sandwich in Ireland? Because I certainly the texts that are coming in for listeners seem to be contradicting each other. Some people feel you just, you know, cut it into two halves along the diagonal. Other people are cutting it into four triangular shaped corners, though they feel that's a bit posher. and it, a bit more kind of meeting the queen type of sandwich.
I would agree that the more cuts in a sandwich, the more posh it kind of feels. Like when you go, when you went out to O'Brien's when you were younger and you were getting your sandwich with a few crisps on the side, that was always cut in quarters, you know, in into quarters, but they're all triangular quarters. And the way they get set up with the stick through it, it's, you know, you're going out for a sandwich. That's a little bit more to it. Sometimes I think the more it, the more cuts, the posher the sandwich, because if you go for like an afternoon tea and you get a finger sandwich, there'll be absolutely no crust and it'll be cut into maybe 8 little finger sandwiches.
Wow,
you know?
No crust and 8 pieces. That's not really a sandwich at all.
It's kind of well, a, it's a finger sandwich. Yeah. It's dainty. You know, it's silver service. It's a whole level up. It's a treat. And the treat is there's absolutely no crust and you can eat it almost in one bite.
Now, a desert sandwich... I'm interested to know why it's called a desert sandwich, given that it has nothing to do with the desert.
Is it a dessert sandwich?
Or is it a dessert sandwich? Yes, that's another way of pronouncing it. Yeah, but it's spelled desert in front of me. Yes.
No worries. Dessert sandwiches are on the rise at the moment. Now, Marks and Spencer's put out a version of a strawberries and cream sandwich there about a month ago, which is inspired by Japanese sandwiches. So in Japan, they have this sort of milk bread that's like shokupan, I think is how you pronounce it, that they have filled with strawberries and cream. And it's been very popular, partially due to sort of online culture, making democratizing international cuisines and making them more approachable. And Marks and Spencer's jumped on that. But then Tesco came out with a cake, a birthday cake sandwich, I believe 2 or 3 days ago, which has been taking the internet by storm as well. It's made with a cream cheese filling and jam.
Okay. So but these aren't sandwiches like you'd bring in for lunch with a flask of tea.
Well, I mean, listen, there are as many different types of sandwiches as there are types of people, and we all have our favourites. The jump from jam sandwich to dessert sandwich isn't that big, but we sort of associate jam sandwiches with like childhood, youth, treats, you know, kids love a jam sandwich. You wouldn't get one so much when you're older, but you would have jam on toast. So there's a little bit of a twist to it, because cream cheese is a standard sandwich topping if you're going more bagels, you know, cream cheese and bacon and that kind of thing. So the innovation has a nice through line, but the branding, the marketing of it as a birthday cake sandwich, now that's got a TikTok viral moment written all over it, you know?
Shamim, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was the journalist and food writer Shamim De Bruyn there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.